By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, it is, yes, as you've just seen, it is a beautiful morning. Well, every morning is beautiful, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, but some are even more beautiful than others, my dear viewers. I did read in one place that our body requires more water in the cold than it does when it's hot. So when it's cold, our body requires more water. Why? Because water is used keeping the body warm. But generally how we consider it to be, my dear viewers, is that when it's hot, we need to drink more water because we are sweating more, because we are thirsty. So just the heat itself makes us thirsty. So nevertheless, drink water regularly throughout the day, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And inshallah, it is good, it is beneficial. Yes, extreme levels of anything is not good. So that's including water. Extreme levels are never good, my dear viewers. Everything should be, alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties of the religion of Islam, our religion, our deen. We can say everything, my dear viewers, is, well, no doubt it is perfect, but it is in the middle, it is the middle pathway, we can say. Alhamdulillah. In that, if you look at the other Sharia's, so if you were to look at some Sharia's, those of, let's just say, that of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, things were very, well, extremely strict, very, very difficult for that ummah. Very strict, my dear viewers, inshallah. Whereas if you were to look at the Sharia of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, things were very, very easy. There was so much leniency. And then we have the last and final ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is in the middle and it is absolutely perfect. So it's not too easy going, neither is it strict, my dear viewers, but it is the middle path and it is the best, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Just generally everything should be in its order. So foods, just speaking about water, everything, we should meet at least the requirement, at least the minimum, and have a bit more. Let's just say, if we talk about drinking water, drink enough water, really. Drink as much water as possible. Drink as much water, my dear viewers, inshallah. That's something I need to do too. I was just thinking, so far I've not drunk. I did have a water bottle in front of me, and I thought, okay, soon I'll be drinking it. Now I've come out, I'm thinking, oh, damn, I wish I did drink that water. But now, inshallah, I am going to go and drink that. You too, begin your day by, I normally have a glass of milk in the morning. Have a glass of milk, drink some water, my dear viewers. Eat some fruit. Yes, fruit is one of the best ways of water intake. Now, sometimes when you're very, very thirsty, why is it that we are recommended before your meal, around about half an hour or so, before your meal, eat fruit? Why? Because this replenishes us. It prepares us for our food. So we should begin before a meal. We should drink water, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And one of the best forms of water, or one of the best ways to intake water rather than immediately taking so much water in, is to have fruit. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Nevertheless, my dear viewers of Madani channel, every single day on Rise and Shine, we begin our day, we begin every single program, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. This does come along with the Urdu translation, so those who do understand the Urdu language are at an advantage. But my dear viewers, remember, make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward, inshallah azza wa jal, you shall acquire, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah azza wa jal. So please do remember, let's begin by listening to the Quran, whilst the Quran is being recited, we must give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's begin by listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, we are going to listen to Surah Anfal, the spoils of war, which is chapter number 8. Let's listen to the recitation. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
اِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ.
جب تم اپنے رب سے فریاد کرتے تھے تو اس نے تمہاری سن لی کہ میں تمہیں مدد دینے والا ہوں ہزار فرشتوں کی قطار سے.
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
اور یہ تو اللہ نے کیا مگر تمہاری خوشی کو, اور اس لیے کہ تمہارے دل چین پائیں, اور مدد نہیں مگر اللہ کی طرف سے, بے شک اللہ غالب حکمت والا ہے.
اِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامَ.
جب اس نے تمہیں اونگ سے گھیر دیا تو اس کی طرف سے چین یعنی تسکین تھی, اور آسمان سے تم پر پانی اتارا کہ تمہیں اس سے ستھرا کر دے, اور شیطان کی ناپاکی تم سے دور فرما دے, اور تمہارے دلوں کی ڈھارس بندھائے, اور اس سے تمہارے قدم جما دے.
اِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
جب اے محبوب تمہارا رب فرشتوں کو وحی بھیجتا تھا کہ میں تمہارے ساتھ ہوں, تم مسلمانوں کو ثابت رکھو.
سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ.
عن قریب میں کافروں کے دلوں میں ہیبت ڈالوں گا, تو کافروں کی گردنوں سے اوپر مارو, اور ان کی ایک ایک پور یعنی جوڑ پر ضرب لگاؤ.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ.
یہ اس لیے کہ انہوں نے اللہ اور اس کے رسول سے مخالفت کی.
وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
اور جو اللہ اور اس کے رسول سے مخالفت کرے تو بے شک اللہ کا عذاب سخت ہے.
ذَلِكُمْ فَذُوقُوهُ وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
یہ تو چکھو, اور اس کے ساتھ یہ ہے کہ کافروں کو آگ کا عذاب ہے.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا زَحْفًا فَلَا تُوَلُّوهُمُ الْأَدْبَارُ.
اے ایمان والو, جب کافروں کے لام یعنی لشکر سے تمہارا مقابلہ ہو تو انہیں پیٹھ نہ دو.
وَمَن يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ أَوْ مُتَحَيِّزًا إِلَى فِئَةٍ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ فقد باء بغضب من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير.
اور جو اس دن انہیں پیٹ دے گا مگر لڑائی کا ہنر کرنے یا اپنی جماعت میں جا ملنے کو تو وہ اللہ کے غضب میں پلٹا اور اس کا ٹھکانہ دوزخ ہے اور کیا بری جگہ ہے پلٹنے کی.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madinah, mashallah wa azza wa jalla, listen to the verses of the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Those who regularly watch would know there are 114 chapters. By reciting a small amount every single day, we can accomplish so much. So just by, we only listened to it for about 5 minutes, my dear viewers. So 5 minutes, and this was along with the translation, don't forget. So about 5 minutes a day, how much can you truly accomplish? And that's minimum. You know, that's minimum 5 minutes. Try to read more, inshallah, and really, before we know it, we'll be happy and we'll be wanting to read more. And this is one of the beauties, the brilliances of the glorious Quran, my dear viewers. That whilst you're reading the Quran, you enjoy reading the Quran so much, you wish to recite more of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, azzawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to regularly read, to regularly recite the glorious Quran, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant us love for the Holy Quran, inshallah, azzawajal. My dear viewers, we have listened to the tilawat of the glorious Quran, and alhamdulillah, azzawajal. Let's move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds. The most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's move to the daily Naat Sharif which we have, inshallah. For those who do know the words, please do recite along. For those who don't, no problem. Sometimes you can still recite along. Sometimes you listen to a few and you can guess what the rest will be. But just try to read along as much as you can, inshallah. And then very soon we shall have our question to listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری
یا نبی
نبی مجھ کو مدینے میں بلانا بار بار یا نبی مجھ کو مدینے میں بلانا بار 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 بنے آخر مدینے میں مزار بار بار بنے آخر مدینے میں مزار
یا نبی
قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی
کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنوں کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنوں ہو غریبا چاک سینہ چاک دامن تار تار ہو غریبا چاک سینہ چاک دامن تار تار
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں، ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں، بس مدینے ہی کی ہو تکرار لب پر بار بار، بس مدینے ہی کی ہو تکرار لب پر بار بار،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا، گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا، خاتمہ بالخیر ہو اے کاش میرے کردگار، خاتمہ بالخیر ہو اے کاش میرے کردگار،
یا نبی یا کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی یا کرم ہو یا نبی،
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، دامن عطار ہے سرکار بے حد داغدار، دامن عطار ہے سرکار بے حد داغدار،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی،
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My viewers of Mandarin channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning. Now we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran, followed by the Naad Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Now many youngsters would also be at home, would also be watching. So we have a question. This question is for the youngsters and is for the elderly. It's for everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are at. This is a question for everyone. Listen carefully, inshallah azza wa jal, and try to remember. The question, my dear viewers, is how many doors are there? How many gates are there to paradise? Allahu Akbar, how many gates, how many doors are there to paradise, my dear viewers, for Jannah? How many doors does Jannah have? How many doors are there? And there's four options. Option number one, is there seven doors for Jannah? Option number two, or option B, is there eight doors to Jannah? Option number three, are there 11 doors or gates to Jannah? Option number four, are there 13? So you have four options. One of these are correct. Is it that there are seven doors to Jannah? Are there eight doors to Jannah? Are there 11 doors to Jannah? Or are there 13 doors to Jannah? My dear viewers of Mandarin Channel, four options. Which one is correct? One of them is correct. Which one is correct, please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Now, there will be youngsters. Youngsters send in your questions. But yes, elders too, parents too. And you can ask each other. Naturally, right now, some would probably even be feeling uncomfortable. Maybe the parents would be thinking, oops, my children are here and I don't know the answer. Remember, there's no harm in not knowing, as long as we try to, inshallah, learn. As long as we try to seek, there are some things which we must learn about. For example, our salah, etc. And then there are some things which is, yes, extra information, good information, you know, is good to learn about. When we have this urge, when we wish to learn about the religion, you know, there are so many things we could learn about. Now, today's topic, what is it we are, what is it we shall be speaking about today? Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the Ummah, my dear viewers. Now, what is the Ummah? I'm not sure if there is an English equivalent, to be honest. Maybe there is, and I just don't know what it is. But generally, my dear viewers, we will say the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people, the followers, the devotees, the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. This is a famous hadith which you should, inshallah, all of you try to memorize. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that none of you can become a true believer until you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than your own parents, more than your own children, more than yourselves. We must love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves. And this is beautiful, that we must love the Prophet more than ourselves. One thing is just saying it, but if you think about it, wow, which shows what? That some things may be our benefit, or we think is our benefit. Other things, let's just say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi had commanded us to do something. And we may think that, no, if I was to do this, it would be better for me. But we must love the Prophet ﷺ more than ourselves. So if we were to love truly Rasulullah ﷺ, if we were to love him more than we love ourselves, then we wouldn't think of our personal benefit or loss, but the commandments of Rasulullah ﷺ, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is what we would give attention to, is what we would obey or go by. This is when we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more than we love ourselves. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So this is the sign of a true believer, my dear viewers. We must love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are all considered to be part of the nation, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, yes, we, alhamdulillah, are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah is no ordinary ummah. Yes, there have been many other ummahs, or in Arabic you'd say umam, meaning many nations of every prophet. Every prophet had their own nation, those who had followers. You know, those prophets, remember there were many prophets who were sent to mankind. Some were sent towards, yes, an entire country, you can say. So there were so many prophets who had come and who have left this world for the eternal abode. So many prophets have come and gone, my dear viewers. And there's the last prophet and messenger, who is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet. This is why we always say the last and final prophet and messenger, because it's impossible completely. It's completely impossible for there to be another messenger or prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the seal. He is the final one, the last one, the last prophet, the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There cannot be anybody coming after, any other prophet or any other messenger coming after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, which means that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final ummah, we can say. And this is such a precious
Ummah, remember, we, alhamdulillah, really we should say alhamdulillah, that we are from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today's topic is not just speaking about the Ummah, but speaking about the welfare, taking care of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But first, we must understand that it is the greatest Ummah. It is, why? Because we are following the greatest of prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the greatest Ummah. This is such an Ummah about which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is quite a long one, my dear viewers. A very long narration which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was stating and saying that, you know, I have heard about a Ummah having these qualities, this quality, that quality, etc., etc. You know, there's so many. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, make that my Ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, no, O Musa, this is the Ummah of the last and final Prophet and Messenger Ahmad, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam says, okay, so, but I've also heard about a nation which shall have these such and such qualities. Ya Allah, make that my Ummah. Make that from my Ummah. And this continues to go on and on and on, until Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam states, Ya Allah, make me from that Ummah. Allahu Akbar. So the prophets, the previous prophets, the previous messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they understood the greatness of this particular Ummah, my dear viewers, which we have been given. You can say free, just like that, my dear viewers. Yes, we have been given it. And It's you know, we all do hear this many times, that sometimes when you're given something for free, you don't appreciate it as much. So it could be that, you know, people are giving things for free. It could be you've been given something for free. And let's just say it's an item, let's just say it's a tablet. You've been given this tablet for free. How much would you appreciate it? How much would you take care of it? Let's just say if it was to break, you'd be like, oh, no problem, I didn't even pay, I got it for free anyway. This is just generally being human, I think it's just one of those things. But we don't appreciate things as much. Sometimes, yes, we will appreciate it. I'm not saying this is every case. Sometimes we may think, oh, you know, he was such a nice person to give it to me free of charge. You know, I'll take care of this, I'll keep it. I'll, you know, take extra care. Why? Because that person's, if it's, you know, a gift from somebody, it may even be that you've just won it free of charge somehow. You've done something and you were given it. You know, you didn't have to pay anything. Now, okay, it's not a gift from a particular individual, but still you can really care about it. That's completely fine. But my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, many of us, this is a majority, not everybody, but many of us, we were born Muslims. We have been born in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, not experiencing the previous Ummahs, not knowing about many times, so we might not know much about the previous Ummahs. We may think, you know, or we may not appreciate this Ummah as much. We may not understand the greatness of this Ummah as much. This is the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. David, I'll give you one example. Imagine the earth was not made pure for the Muslims. So imagine, my dear viewers, the earth was not made pure. So now you cannot pray your salah just anywhere, wherever you wish. So nowadays, you're traveling on the motorway, you take a break, you think it's salah time. Okay, I'll take a break and I'll go pray my salah. Now, if you have your ablution, no problem. You could just, you know, mostly will put a mat down. In many cases, you won't even have to put a mat down. You could just read on the earth itself. You can just read on the earth. You can pray your salah. That's how easy it is. Let's just say you don't even have ablution. You don't have ablution. Oh, now I need to perform my ablution. What do I do? There's no water around. What can I do? I'm in the middle of a desert. There's no water. What am I going to do? You can just perform tayammum. Why? Because the earth has been made pure. This is just one example, my dear viewers. But remember, this was not for the previous ummahs. They did not have this option. Allahu Akbar. No, my dear viewers. This is an option given to, leniency given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there are many examples. But just if we were to consider this example, Allahu Akbar. And this is what it means by our deen has been made, you know, things have been made easy for us. It doesn't mean that everything's so easy, no. It means things have been made easy for us. That if we, you know, cannot pray standing, then we may sit and pray. If we cannot pray sitting, we may lay down and pray. So much ease given, alhamdulillah, azza. If water may cause us some sort of harm, then we may perform tayammum, which is known in English as dry ablution. This is the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, no doubt due to the blessings of Rasulullah ﷺ, due to the greatness of Rasulullah ﷺ. So alhamdulillah, we must say alhamdulillah, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we thank you so much. You have made us from the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, from the greatest of all the ummahs. But now, my dear viewers, being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naturally, you know, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, Muslims are brothers, aren't we? We're all brothers, my dear viewers. And being brothers, we must take care of each other. This also said that I believe is he who loves for others what he loves for himself. A believer loves for others what he loves for himself. A person should care for others the way he cares for himself. We should take care of others the way we would wish that if we were to be in the same position, we wish others to take, you know, that care, be kind to us. The welfare of the ummah, my dear viewers. Our deen, our religion teaches us that we should be kind to others. We should be merciful to others. And this is something which is so beautiful, so we can look at it on a world and international scale, or we can just look at it between two individuals. We can look at it within one household, just within one single household. Now within a household we'll have, let's just say a typical household, we'll have parents, children, brothers, sisters possibly. So these are the things we find within a household, my dear viewers. Brothers, sisters, parents, many a times. Sometimes we'll even have nephews or nieces being born. So there's a family. Now, somebody who's our brother, our real brother, generally we love them. And we should love them. We would love them, we would respect them. You know, if they were to tell us to do something, we would honor that, we would do it. Our parents, we would respect them. Most of the time, this is the situation, this is the case. And then there are our neighbors who, well, we do have lots of differences with our neighbors. Some people, you know, are always speaking bad about the neighbors, spying on the neighbors. But then on the other hand, we have, you know, love for the neighbors where we really, you know, there's that mutual respect where we show them respect and they show us respect. You know, every night or other night, we would send food to them. If we made something special, we would give them food. They would send us food. So some people have a good relation with their neighbor. There's possibly the entire street where you know people within your street. There's your friend circle. There's your extended family. Your family, your friends, etc. Now, what do? Is those people who we know, those people we are regularly interacting with, we would be kind and nice to them. Whereas those individuals we don't know, we won't pay them much attention. We'll, you know, we come across them, rarely will we give them salam or anything like this, my dear viewers. Whereas we have been told that ad-deenu nasiha, the religion, deen, Islam, is what nasiha. And this has been described by the ulama, the scholars, they state that what does it mean by the nasiha? It means the welfare, taking care of others. And the companions, they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for whom, liman ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the messengers, for the books. This deen is nasiha. What does it mean? It means that you believe, you possess true beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you honor the messengers, you believe in the messengers, about the messengers, the correct aqeedah, you have the correct beliefs. about the books you have the correct beliefs. This is ad-deenu nasiha. And we also must respect and honor our brothers, our sisters. It may be immediate, your brothers, your sisters, you must respect them. If they are older than now, remember my dear viewers, if a brother is older than himself, then that brother is like a father. Yes, we have been told that brother is like your father. You must show that brother respect. But as I always say, is that it doesn't mean the elder brother can take advantage and say, oh, that's it, you know, you must respect me now. It doesn't mean that you don't need to respect your younger brother. Yes, you must respect your younger brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that he who is not respectful, he who does not honor the elders or be compassionate to the youngsters, he is not from us. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, inshallah, the welfare of the ummah overall. So we think about our immediate family, we think about our neighbors, our cousins, our relatives. But then there is a general ummah overall, something we rarely think about. Because we live in a world where we're always saying, aren't we, mind your own business. And in some places, yes, mind your own business. Hazrat Hakim Luqman, radiallahu ta'ala an, a great individual who was not a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was a person who was granted so much wisdom. He was granted so much wisdom. And upon being asked that, how is it you have attained such a great rank? One of the reasons he gives is that I mind, you know, those things which do not concern me, I leave those. I leave those things which do not concern me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. That from the beauty of one's Islam is for a person to leave that thing which does not concern him. As we would say nowadays, we would say, mind your own business. Now, this saying, mind your own business, is good in some ways, but in other ways it's bad too, depending on how we take it. So if we are to talk about minding our own business, yes, we should mind our own business. Those things which are none of our business, why are we bothering about those things? Coming back to spying on others. Who's coming to visit the neighbor? What time are they coming? What time are they leaving? Or if are they talking outside, what are they talking about? Let's see what they're talking about. Let's see what they're up to. So there's so many things which are none of our business. It's none of our business. Why is it that we are spying on others? Why, my dear viewers? These are some things which, you know, in this case, you'll say, mind your own business. Really, we need to mind our own business. But then, my dear viewers of Madani Chow, somebody is being harmed. Somebody is going through a difficult time. You know, another fellow Muslim. There are maybe somebody has passed away in their family, so they're going through a hard time. Maybe there's been a separation. Maybe there's been a fight. They are going through a hard time. Maybe they have, you know, lost all their money. Maybe they have been robbed. Let's mind our own business. No, my dear viewers. These are situations where we must do something. Somebody has passed away. You know, we should go and reassure them. We should go and pray for their family. We should reassure their family, pray for their family. You know, let their family know, tell them if there's anything you require, if there's anything you need, inshallah, I'm with sincerity say this. It's not just saying, yeah, if you need anything, let me know. No, but properly say to them that, you know, if there's anything you need, please do let me know. Don't hesitate to tell me. Aid them, help them in any way that you can. In any way that you can, my dear viewers. Even just saying this, just consoling them. And many times, you know, subhanAllah, it was only this morning I sent somebody a message. This morning I sent somebody a message and I said the same thing to them. And they replied and they said, look, just you asking me has made my day. Honestly, he says, you know, it's just made me so happy just that you've asked. And I know, you know, anytime I'll feel free, I can, you know, ask you for anything. My dear viewers, sometimes you don't even need to help them. Yes, be prepared, because that would be lying there and be thinking, oh, yes, don't worry, you don't ask me anything, I'm ready to give it to you. Then that would be lying if you're not sure. But whatever you can, offer them that. Whatever you can, you know, if there's any way I can help you, let me know, I will try to help you. Inshallah, just this, just the words themselves are consoling, are helping them. Just these makes a person feel, now sometimes it's not, you know, a person may not need money, anything. Just a thanks for asking. You know, that was so nice of you. You know, you're just so kind, you asked me. Just this itself, my dear viewers, holds great importance. Has a huge effect. Just asking somebody. So somebody has passed away, console them, let me know, let them know. Somebody has been robbed, no, now they probably are in need of money. As much as you can help, maybe you'll ask somebody else. But aid them. In whatever way you can, any way you can, aid them, help them, my dear viewers. Remember, we should love them, we should respect them. We should, my dear viewers, treat them. Or those things which we love for ourselves, we should give to them. So we should say to them, look, you know, is there anything you need? The person will need something. And you'll think, what would I prefer for myself? Give them that. And this is just general. Now, there are many examples to be given from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's first, inshallah, move to our daily reminder, and then we shall speak and we shall look at a few examples, inshallah, azza wa jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, صدر الأفاضل حضرت مولانا مفتی سید محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ writes under the ayah فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. He writes in تفسیر خزائن العرفان that dhikr is of three kinds. One is lisani, dhikr which is performed or done through one's tongue. And the second kind is qalbi, meaning a dhikr which is performed or done through one's heart. And the third kind, which he mentions in his Tafsir Khaza'in al-Irfan, is bil jawarih, meaning through one's body parts or physically. Dhikr lisani, this includes tasbih, taqdis, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing hamd, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning tasbih and fana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also includes asking for forgiveness, repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tongue, or making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are forms of dhikr which are under the definition of lisani dhikr, dhikr through a tongue. And the second kind is dhikr qalbi, and that is the kind of dhikr which is done through one's heart, which includes remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the azmat and kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted status of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, and then pondering, reflecting upon the dalail and the reasons and the proofs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this includes under the definition of dhikr qalbi. As far as dhikr bil jawari is concerned, it is that form of dhikr where one's body parts and physical worship is just like Hajj, going towards Hajj. This is under dhikr bil jawarih. Whereas Salah is such a beautiful form of ibadah which includes all these forms, subhanallah, tasbih, takbir, fana, qiraat. All these are forms of dhikr lisani which are done in Salah. And khushu and khudu, focus and concentration within Salah, subhanallah, ikhlas, sincerity, that is also something related with one's heart. It is also part of Salah, whereas Qiyam, Ruku and Sujood are forms of dhikr bil jawarih. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all different kinds. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our tongue. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart. And we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our body too. Inshallah, we will get blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salvation. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. Respected Rizwan bhai, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. My viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, we have been joined by our guest. This is none other than our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafsab, how are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli. It's a beautiful morning.
Hafsab, today we're speaking generally about the ummah, welfare, caring for the ummah. Now, has there ever been a time, I don't know, maybe it's, but I don't think there's ever been a time where people are not suffering.
It has been for day one, hasn't it? You know, especially the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from day one it started, you know, Muslims suffered in all eras and all times. You know, Muslims were suffering, and we need to, you know, get together. Ghame Ummat is something that Amir Ahl Sunnah loves the most. And that is why you see Amir Ahl Sunnah in Ghame. Ghame Ummat means caring about the Ummat. You know, and Nigran Shura says that once I saw Amir Ahl Sunnah and he was sleeping and he was twisting and turning. He couldn't get to sleep. So he goes later on when he woke up for Tahajjud, and I said that, you know, okay, why were you twisting and turning? And he goes, it's just that this thought of the ummah is not letting me sleep. You know, people are moving away from the deen. So caring doesn't just mean that we give food to them. Caring also means that we look at their, you know, their environment, their Islamic environment. You know, we try to build a good environment for the Muslim ummah where they can openly do ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who've turned away from the deen, you know, somehow try to bring them back. Those people who are moving away from the sunnah, this all includes in caring of the ummah as well.
Hafsab, subhanAllah, something which comes to mind, that not only is it them, but they've placed it within the Arakeen.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, those people who are close to them.
Alhamdulillah.
And this is something which I was actually amazed by, that whenever, mashallah, whatever time I got to spend in Pakistan with, let's just say, Nigrani Shura, the Arakeen, I would realize that, especially Nigrani Shura, now, after the programs, we would generally speak about things, you know, what was said, etc., etc., with things to be careful about. And they would always be advising
Alhamdulillah.
Us. And he would always say at the end, like, if you're to do this, what will happen to the Ummah? Or if this is to happen,
you know, I can remember when Nigrani Shura came here in the UK the first time. You know, our kids go to the schools here, don't they? But Nigrani Shura came from Pakistan. And even though we were trying a bit, and one of the important things, you know, we had a mashura with him, and he said, what are you doing for your future generations? Where are your schools? Where are your nurseries? You know, where's your institutes where these people will get a good education? You know, and we were shocked that, look, this guy doesn't even live here, but he's still worried about our children, our elders. You know, he asked us to, you know, to get the elders involved in the masajid. You know, that's why, alhamdulillah, in Rotherham, we've opened a morning coffee shop, you know, where elderly people could come in here and they can watch Madani Channel and they can have a coffee, biscuits. And, you know, mashallah, Madani magazines are there. So just to bring
them. There's a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's called, I think it's called a morning coffee with Haji Sahiban or with Haji Sahib. Yeah, so what it is in Fizani Madina, Rotherham, we've arranged a beautiful room, decorated it up as well, put Madani Channel on the screen. We put monthly Mahanama magazines, English and Urdu. And these elderly people will come and they will sit down and they'll watch Madani Channel or they'll just have a little chit-chat amongst themselves. They're getting bored at home, you know, because they're old. There's, you know, everyone will be busy at home. You know, the children at home will be going to school.
And sadly, Hafsab, a lot of times at home, they don't find that ease or that respect in their own house.
Bilkul. That's sadly the case as well. And, you know, when their own friends are there, you know, just imagine, Shabazz, me and you, 50 years down the line, if we are living at that time, you know, we want to live, you know, sit together and talk and say, oh, Shabazz, you know, remember, we should have rise and shine. When you are sat at home, Mama sat at home.
I hope we remember. I hope we'll still continue rise and shine, inshallah.
Yeah, we'll be coming in our crutches, alhamdulillah. We'll be still fit and strong. Allah Ta'ala gives a good, healthy life, mashallah. And you know, so this is what Dawat-e-Islami is about. Like you said, Amir al-Sunnat has passed on this thought to our Muballighin and Muballighats. You know, we've lived for ourselves, haven't we? Let's live for others, and uska maza is totally different.
Mentioning that, subhanAllah, Hafsab, is beautiful. Do you have a favorite quote, Hafsab?
My favorite quote is, Man la yarhamu, la yurham. If you don't have mercy, you don't deserve mercy. You know, so if you are not merciful to others, why would people be merciful to you? So this is also regarding the, you know, helping the ummah. Go out and help people. Sometimes you have to go out of your ways to help someone. It doesn't always mean that, you know, we shy off. Why? Paise mangsi. He's going to be asking for money. They don't always ask for money. They just want someone. I got a call the other day, and this buzurg, you know, nearly about 1 hour, 5 minutes, he was on the phone. All he wanted was someone to talk to him. And even though, you know, alhamdulillah, I've got a very busy schedule.
We spoke to him for 1 hour,
1 hour, 5 minutes. 1 hour, 5 minutes. Jiyai sahab, inshallah. Allah ta'ala asani kar. And he was there. And at the end he goes, oh, my mother chana, I took too much of your time. I goes, don't worry. We need to be there for the ummah as well.
That's shocking, mashallah. May Allah ta'ala bless you, Hafsab.
And you know, that buzurga, you know, he, during that conversation, he was crying so many times, you know. And one of the things he said, oh, no one's, you know, even looking after me. And he wasn't complaining about his children. Like, for example, oh, I don't have anyone to talk to. I just wanted to, what did he say? All he was talking about his previous, you know, life. Oh, my Pakistan, eh, karna, something. But, Hafsab, you know, may heavy kitana goes, ji, I said, alhamdulillah. 1 hour, 5, I looked at his 1 hour, 5. I felt so happy that, look, alhamdulillah, at least I've helped him. He's got someone to talk to. And, you know, I've never had a call from him. You know, sometimes people say, aaj gintala, hai, the car aur doge, forget it, block karo number. That's not, you know, how he should be.
No, but was that the first time they did call?
He never called back after that. I mean, I don't know who he was, and he just rang me. I don't know where he got my
number. That sounds a random number.
No, it was just a random number. I don't know who he was. You know, alhamdulillah, this is what the tarbiyat we have. You know, this is what Dawat Islam is about. Sometimes you have to go out of your way. And I was, you know, busy doing something, but when he started crying and, you know, talking about, you know, his, you know, his wife being, you know, passed away, and, you know, I thought, you know, forget it. They come dunya ne nikada bhi mukne, they'll never finish. And I said, yeah, Aisa, mashallah, acha, 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 subhanallah. You know, and I started praising him and all that. And I felt so happy myself. You know, when you do something, you think, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, any real life experiences, Hafsab, other than this, something you may have seen of somebody else doing, where you were thinking that, wow.
Oh, I saw someone else do it.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, there was a Mufti Sahab the other day on Madani channel mentioned that. I can't remember if it was Mufti Hassan or some other Mufti Sahab. And I was listening to it. And he was saying that, you know, they went to a restaurant here and they were eating food. And this young was serving them. And, you know, Mufti Sahab asked him, are you in education? And he goes, no, we can't afford. So his father was working in that same restaurant as well. He goes, oh, me and my dad are working here. We, you know, we're very poor. You know, we're having to work to, you know, survive. So Mufti Sahab called his father and he goes, how much does he earn? So his father said probably about 5,000-6,000 rupees or even less than that. He goes, what if I pay you 5,000-6,000 rupees a month and you give me this child? You know, basically give me means that, you know, put him into a jamia. And he goes, I totally forgot about that. You know, I would send, you know, regularly money to that child. I never saw him after that. But he goes, I went into a Jamiatul Madina once. And I saw this young boy, mashallah, beautiful teacher teaching. And he stood up and he immediately came and he kissed my hand and he goes, Mufti Sahab, I don't think you remember me, but you remember when you went to that restaurant, you know, about 10, 11 years ago, you know, that was me serving you and you said to me, go. And now, alhamdulillah, I am teaching full time in Jamiatul Madina. And I thought, subhanallah, for Mufti Sahab to do that, that was amazing. So he's not only changed the life of a family, but, you know, kismat badli gaya na, they've got an alim-e-deen in their family. And only because of one person, alhamdulillah, who looked after that. So I think, you know, we should always think of these things as well. Where you can help people, you know, we should try to go out of our ways. Even if it costs a little bit, don't worry about it. Allah Ta'ala will give you more, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Some things which come to mind when helping others is the life of Hazrat Umar Farooq.
Subhanallah, amazing.
I bet immediately some things are coming to your mind too.
Oh, loads of stories.
Let's first go to the daily hadith sharif, inshallah. Then we shall return to our topic. Mashallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We're human beings, and as such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes, we sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. In one narration which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator, states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allah Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if it was our daily question, what is today's question? Today's question is, how many gates are there to Jannah? How many gates are there of Jannah, my dear viewers of the channel? How many doors of Jannah? And there are four options as usual. Option number one, are there seven? Option number two, are there eight? Option number three, are there 11? Option number four, are there 13? So how many are there? Are there seven? Are there eight? Are there 11? Or are there 13? Now, speak about Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Well, what comes to mind?
That waqia comes into mind when he's walking around the streets of Medina, you know, after Isha Salah, just to see if everyone is okay. So that's again Ghame Ummat, yeah, where he's worried about Ummat. And he sees, he hears children crying from a tent, and he goes and he finds out, in a cutting Isha, he finds out that these children have not eaten for days, and the mum's just trying to put them to sleep, you know, and they're hungry. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he goes back to Baitul Mal, brings food for them, cooks for them, and his servant Aslam, you know, he says that when he is blowing, you know, to start the fire, all the smoke goes into his beard and his face, and he goes, Hazrat, I'll do it for you. I'll carry all the stuff. He goes, Aslam, you heard that woman, you know, she's talking about me, and I've got to be answerable on the day of judgment, not you. So what happened was, Aslam, he goes that, you know, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu lit the fire, cooked the food, fed the children, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, after that, you know, mashallah azza wa jal, you know, he went after the children were smiling and you know, enjoying themselves. Who, that's again, you know, if we are leaders or, you know, a person, we have people in charge, sometimes we think that, you know, TKG, I'm in charge of these people, I can't go out my way and do this. But, you know, as they say, they used to roll their sleeves
as up. As the leader of all the believers, subhanAllah. Really, Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of, and it's not just a normal king, because he had like nearly half of the world under his rule, and he would be going out. So as the leader, then doing all this, and Hafsa, if you were the leader and you were to ask somebody else to do it, for example, if you were to order me, go around, just make sure everybody's okay. Now this would be a huge thing, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Wow, that, you know, Hafsa really cares. He actually sends somebody out to go and check up on somebody. And those people would be like, wow. So even that's a big thing. It's a really big thing. But then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu doing it himself,
subhanAllah,
which shows that he really does care.
You know, if you look at the lives of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, including Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, and you see that these people, they cared for their Ummah. You know, these people, they wouldn't go to sleep at night, you know, or totally knocked off, right, Tiga, it's my rest time now, don't get me involved. Like sometimes you see, oh, Tiga ji, I've done my work, that's it, my phone goes off, I just don't want to know about anyone, I've got to give time to my family now. No one says give time to your family, but how can you ignore other families to give time to your family? Mm-hmm. If you are in a place of position, you know, like Amir al-Sunnat, you know, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, even I was talking to an Islamic brother the other day, he goes, looking at the age of Amir al-Sunnat, and you know, he's getting older and older, but still Amir al-Sunnat is still, you know, every day, Ramadan, you know, he's fasting, he's got two Madri Muzakare, he'll be meeting with the people, you know, he doesn't get tired. And you know, sometimes what it is, He does get tired. But because love of these people doesn't let him, you know, sit in his own home.
Even whilst people are meeting them. So first it used to be so many people, and it used to be very difficult on them just to sit on the floor too, which has affected them. But they would always be smiling for everybody.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. In regards to Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of my most favorite, of course, is one of his sayings, that if a baby goat was to die on the banks of Furat, or the river Euphrates, out of thirst, then I would fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall ask me about it, shall take me to account about it on the day of judgment. So this is just next level hafsa. This is not even now, not even just the humans, but even the animals. So just this shows that true justice, Allahu Akbar, on the earth, on the land, under Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why though? Because he cared.
Okay, that's the main thing. We learn about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he comes back to the world, justice will prevail all over the world again. You know, so alhamdulillah, even if you look at the lives of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they were those people that stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the tarbiyat. You know, so, you know, as they say, ye shaan hai khidmat garu ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga. You know, if this is the state of the servants, the slaves of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what can you say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, if you look at the, you know, Ahl-e Bayt as well, when they were fasting and someone came to the house, 3 days it happened, they gave whatever they had for themselves. And just imagine if we have biscuits here, and if someone knocked on the door, yeah, I'm hungry, and you give them all to them. You know you need it yourself, but you've given it to them. That's, you know, the height of Ghame Ummat. And that's what the Ahl-e Bayt and the Sahaba Ikram had. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. My dear viewers, again, the question of the day, how many doors are there to Jannah? Are there 7? Are there 8? Are there 11? Are there 13? Also, Hafsa, we have a riddle for you.
MashaAllah. I'm ready for all the riddles.
Acha, you seemed a bit worried there when I said it. I thought, you know.
No. I love your riddles now.
Acha. SubhanAllah. So before we do go to our kalam, we've got the riddle for you. What is the riddle? The riddle is, can you name 3 consecutive days without using the words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday? Can you name...
That's a riddle, isn't it?
Can you name 3 consecutive days without using Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Peer Mangal Budh. There you go. That's a good one, isn't it?
In English.
Oh, in English. Okay.
In English.
Right.
You put
yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Yesterday, today, tomorrow. MashaAllah. That's very quick.
Is that the right one?
Allahu Akbar. But if he was over the channel, let's listen to kalam. And then, inshallah, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allah karam, Allah karam,
Mala,
Allah karam,
Mala,
Allah karam,
Mala,
Hazir hai tere darbar mein,
Mala,
Allah karam, Allah karam,
deti hai sada ye chashme. साल करें हम तवाफे हरम
मौला अल्लाह करम अल्लाह करम
मौला
अल्लाह
مجھے کاش وقوف عرفات پھر میسر ہو مجھے کاش وقوف عرفات جلوا میں مجھے دلیفہ اور مینا کا سردا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا
الہی میں پھرتا رہوں گرد کعبہ الہی میں پھرتا رہوں گرد کعبہ یوں قسمت کی گردش مٹاتا رہوں میں سردا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا
الہی تو ایسا مقدر عطا کر الہی تو ایسا مقدر عطا کر ہمیشہ ہی طیبہ میں آتا رہوں میں سردا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحم لنا
ارحم لنا اپنا حرم دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک اپنا حرم دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک قسمت میری جگہ دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک
اے میرے مولا
اے میرے
مولا مولا اے میرے مولا مولا مولا
برسوں سے آرزو ہے طیبہ کی جستجو ہے برسوں سے آرزو ہے طیبہ کی جستجو ہے ایک بار پھر دکھا دے ایک بار پھر دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک
اے میرے مولا
مولا
اے میرے مولا
مولا
مولا اے میرے مولا 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 مولا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وسلم ما شاء الله beautiful kalam there the daily question Hafsa how many gates are there to Jannah
you want the answer or
yes please the answer
if once upon a time I learnt about it is it 8
is it 8 yes that is the correct answer 8 gates to Jannah mashallah beautiful and
the 8 gates for one person they shall call out to. For one individual.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Who is
the first Khalifa of Islam?
The first Khalifa of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. And the greatest companion.
Afzalul Bashar ba'd al-Anbiya bi-tahqiq.
And without any exceptions. So he is the greatest of all companions or greatest of all people after the prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam. And this is without any exception whatsoever. Some people think, oh, yes, that's only from the men. Or maybe, you know, somebody from the family of the Prophet ﷺ, maybe is great. Nobody was. Without any exception whatsoever, the greatest of all the companions after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, the first Khalifa, who was the first Khalifa of Islam. And then the second was Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu. My dear viewers, that's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning very soon. Continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.